Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Rayados United. So, oh man, we have a lot. Well, I don't know if it's a lot to talk about, but it's just, damn, you know, there's just so much that's going on right now with Monterrey. No más. Chingado. No sé qué decir, man. It's just, it's been awful. I mean, perdimos el clásico 2-0, you know. I mean, what else can we do, man? It's just right now there's a lot of things going on. Right now the main topic that everybody's today is talking about on September the 30th. A lot of people, a lot of messages, a lot of reading, just talking about Alonso. He's gone. I don't know if he's gone. Just rumors out there. Yes, La Directiva de Monterrey, they said they were going to talk to him. They haven't said that they fired him or bye-bye, you know, or I don't know. It's just what I read. But supposedly that he's not the only one that probably the vino too. Pero, ¿qué les puedo decir, man? It's just, it sucks. I mean, you know, I don't think it's Alonso's fault, guys, for reals. Like, yeah, it sucks. And we keep saying, like, man, pues no estamos ganando, man. Como probably you guys are saying, pues, you know, no hace nada, y que para allá, y que para acá, y que el otro, bueno. Mira, this is the thing that I'm going to say, and I don't want nobody to hate me. I'm just being honest. Primero andamos chingando nosotros, all of us, you know, even me. I said it. But we andamos diciendo, we kept saying and we kept saying, why does he defend a lot? You know? Yeah, he defended a lot, but hey, we were in La Liguilla, you know. Ganamos la Champions, you know. Está bueno que perdimos contra Tigres y ganamos contra Tigres, you know. Pero, you know, the defense is what helped us get to that point. This time, Alonso's not defending, if you notice. There's a bunch of things that were going on. No está defendiendo. He's trying to attack more. Pone Funes Mori con Jensen. O trae a Maxi Mesa. You know, it's like, what the heck's going on, guys? You know, like, first we're there. We're all of us, including me. We're bragging and nagging about why does he defend a lot. And now he doesn't defend. He tries to attack. And the defense is weak. And we've been losing and losing and losing and losing. And we're losing with teams que like, nada que ver, ¿me entiendes? Like, equipos que like, they're not even in our league. And I've said it so many times, you know? Contra Necaxa, man. Like, what the fuck, man? You know, we lost, I mean, 2-0. Está bueno que we had one. Porque pinche la Jun la cagó. ¿Para qué haces eso, güey? You know, I mean, fuck, you know, if he pushed you, fuck him, you know, he's the one that's gonna get in trouble, you know, it's like shit, you know, like, it pisses me off, you know, it's just, está bueno que, yeah, contra Puebla, yeah, pero, I mean, Puebla no te hubiera echado ningún gol, no te hubiera echado nada, you know, pero, salió 3-2. Ese es un equipo que, like, what? Come on, man. Like, hijo de su madre. Pero, why? Why is the reason? Because we're not defending. Rayados is not defending the way they used to defend. And I feel that's our fault because we kept talking about it online. We kept saying anything. We kept saying everything online. Everything is heard online, you know. Sometimes I feel, nah, this probably him won't listen. But there's people that listen, you know, from La Directiva. There is, you know. I don't know, maybe he heard an episode or something from someone, or he heard someone speak or something. You know, people, everybody talks. And there you go. He was not defending anymore. And I kept hearing it on when every time I would see a game, que no está defendiendo bien. Va para allá, va para acá, se pierden y todo eso. I mean, shit, you know. Tan bueno, like, un empate contra Cruz Azul. 1-1. And that was lucky. Porque Jensen la metió. Y sí la metió. I hear people que dicen que era un autogol y que no la metió. But I went back. You're going to think I'm stupid or anything. But in el DVR on Dish, I went back and I did it in slow-mo. Y sí le pega el compadre. Jensen, he hits the ball. But you have to go real slow. And you could see it. If you record it, go back. You know, go back to your DVR or whatever, and replay that game and check it out again. You could see it. You could see it where his foot hits the ball. Pero 1-1. And then the fucking clásico, man. Yo no le voy a echar la culpa a Barovero. Yeah, I mean, también con el juego de Necaxa. I mean, blaming him and stuff. I mean, it's just, they're errors, you know? I mean, we're human beings. Va a haber mistakes. But la defensa, man. La defensa, that's what's killing us. I mean, I don't know por qué no ponen a Bagnoni. Bagnoni needs to play. Medina needs to stay. He's good. Layun también. Pero I don't know if Layun, ahora lo cambiaron para atrás para defensa y ya no está jugando arriba. You know, he's not playing on top anymore. They had him in the defense. And then lo expulsaron a Layun for 2 games. And it's disappointing. And then people get mad and stuff. I mean, it's not their fault. Or I don't know, maybe it is. It's just, for me, I think it's our fault. Us, the people. Because we criticize so much and we talk so much shit, you know, that it ends up, it like I told you earlier, like, the word will spread and it will spread to them. But if you see all the games, he's not defending the way that he used to defend. That's the thing. So, and then right now, okay, he probably quit, or I still don't know. You know, those are just rumors. They said they were going to talk to him. There's no such thing of word, okay, oh, he's fired, or he's, you know, these are other websites or other people that have said that, yeah, he's gone and he's gone and he's gone. And then the rumor is, which we don't know, that they're probably going to bring Hugo Sanchez. I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, Hugo Sanchez hizo campeona a Pumas 4 times. It doesn't mean he's going to make us campeón, you know? Or what if he does? And if he does come, wow, awesome, you know? But we just, I mean, it's just, me encabrono, vatos. Me cabrono, I mean, porque la mera neta, al Chile, tenemos un pinche equipazo, mamalón. I mean, we have a freaking badass team. Like, what else do we want, you know? What else do we fucking want? You know, I'm just speaking the truth. It's pissing, you know. I mean, we lost against Tigres, the errors. I already hear a lot of people say that it's Barovero. No. Don't blame Barovero. I mean, the fucker tried. And I saw him. He stopped a few of them because, like, damn, you know, like, wow, he, you know, it's just, it's the team. It's the coaching. I don't know if it's the team that hate Alonso, that want him out or something. I don't know. I'm just worried because the El Mundial de Clubes is coming. And if we're going to get a new coach or a new director técnico, we better get him now because I don't want to repeat cuando llegó este pinche güey
I forgot his freaking name, que parece chino, que los llevó para el Mundial de Clubes, and we freaking lost quick, you know? I don't want that. I don't want that. And I don't know. I don't know. ¿Cuántos equipos or how many more teams or how many more games? I think it's like let me check. The next game va a ser contra Querétaro on Sunday. So it's going to be 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. We have 10 more games. Oh wait, no. No, I'm wrong. We have actually, because the other ones are Copa MX. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6 more games to go. You know? It's just... And then our next team is contra Querétaro. You know, so what's going to happen? We better win this game. Whoever the new coach is going to be, we better win it. Because after that is Chivas. And ahorita, I don't know how Chivas is doing. I know they lost against America, and then it's going to be Pachuca, and then it's going to be Los Tiburones Rojos, or Veracruz, and then va a ser Tijuana, and then it's going to be Atlas. It's like, it's just ridiculous, guys, you know? Pachuca is doing good. They're in fifth place. Atlas is in ninth place. We are all the way at 12th place with 15 fucking points. You know, Querétaro is in sixth place. They're doing good. You know, it's just, I don't know, guys. I don't know, you know. And right now I'm just reading. I guess they did fire him. La Liga MX News. It says Monterrey fires manager Diego Alonso after the Clásico Regio game. So I guess he is gone. I don't know. It's just what I'm seeing from people. I gotta see this from the actual news, like Fox Sports. I haven't gone into it or anything. It's just been at work. I decided to do this real quick because I really sometimes I don't even have the time to do the radio or the podcast, you know. But it's just, we gotta do something, guys. Or it's just disappointing. I don't know. You know, like pobrecita la. It broke me, guys, like seeing those kids cry, you know, because I mean they look up to these guys, you know. And then I don't know if you guys seen those tweets or those Facebook pics or in the news or whatever you guys watch or Instagram or something, but there was a picture or there was a video of two kids crying, especially more of a little girl crying. I mean, just letting her tears out, like bad, like for her team. She was wearing the jersey de Monterrey, y está llorando, y man, it's just like, it's disappointing. It's like that other game, man, cuando el huerquito estaba llorando de contento porque man, Monterrey la hizo, you know, and then we lost. Ahorita I'm so like, damn, I don't even remember which game it was. I think it was contra Tigre. No, I think it was contra Pachuca when we lost against Pachuca. Man, that was disappointing. Like I don't know. Like I said, maybe it is the players that are mad at Alonso, or they acted like they suck playing and they want him out. Something's going on, because I've also heard rumors that there's a couple of players que no se llevan bien con Alonso. And it was weird. I don't remember which game it was. I forgot which game it was. I think, which one was it? But there was a water break. That's all I remember. There was a water break, and all the team came. We were losing. I think it was the one with Cruz Azul. I don't remember. Right now, I don't remember. I'm sorry, guys. But all the team came to get water, and Alonso was talking to them. And you could see clearly nobody was paying attention to him. Nobody. It's like, come on, guys. You're supposed to be out there, you know, as a team, getting drinking water, listening to your director técnico, you know, telling you, okay, guys, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Ante más pa' acá. I don't know, guys. It's just, it was like when they played here in San Antonio, I went to go see a game, and I was actually there at in the field. And, I mean, I have pictures. I was right there next to Alonso. And the bench, I was right there, like, and I would hear Alonso. Like, Alonso sometimes he would get pissed off, like cuando quería traer a alguien para acá y no se movían y decía muévete para acá carajo, decía ya estaba viendo yo aquel al Tuca, porque también decía lo mismo el güey. He would say almost the same thing, and then all of a sudden decía puta madre, like. He would get pissed, and the players were not freaking listening. I was like, okay, so it's not him. Maybe it is the players. I don't know. Like I said, guys, it's just what I saw. And I was there in front of them, you know, or in front of him. Well, not in front of him, but next to him. And I have pictures. I'll put a picture later on my tweet. It's cuando jugaron contra León, que era un juego amistoso. They played here in San Antonio, and I got to be field side or court side or whatever, however you say it, but I was in the field right next to Alonso, you know, and he would get pissed, guys, and the team was not listening to him, you know. Gritaba Jensen, hazte pa acá, and then when they would do something good, he would motivate them, and I would see him. He's like, good job. Como I saw one que Bagnoni did he did something good, Bagnoni, and Alonso was like, good, Bagnoni, when hecho, bien, good job, you know, something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, but I don't know, guys. Maybe it is the players that they want him out or something, but it shouldn't be like that. You know, I keep watching videos and trailers or whatever you want to call it, but just videos, you know, simple videos of the team saying, like, Funes Mori or Layun or whoever, you know, or Maxi, que this is that we want this, and we're gonna vamos a luchar for what we want and this and that. They're gonna go with everything because they want this championship. You know, we have 4 stars de Liga, and they want it. They want the 5th one. I mean, they want to win. Es lo que dice Pavón también. Pavón, he said that he doesn't want to leave, and he doesn't want to go to another team without winning that 5th star. He wants that 5th star. You know, he wants that championship in La Liga. Ya agarró el campeonato de la Copa MX, ahora quiere el campeonato de la Liga MX, and ahora quiere ya agarró el campeonato de la Champions. You know, wouldn't it be awesome que ganemos en el Mundial de Clubes? That would be freaking awesome. But we're not going to get nowhere the way the team's playing right now. You know, the team is just playing horrible. It is the defense. You know, it's been the defense since the beginning of this tournament. But like I said earlier, I think it's our fault because we kept nagging y chingando la madre, diciendo que por qué defiende. Y ahora, now he's not defending, and now we are getting pissed off because he's not defending. It's like, dude, like, you know, even me, even myself, I've said it. And if you listen to my other videos, I'm like, why the hell are you defending, Alonso? I've said it so many times. But I think he had his reasons. But now he listens to us, and look what's going on. You know, so I guess he is gone. I mean, I saw it online right now, but like I said, I have to make sure on like on Fox Sports or ESPN or something. And supposedly the word is out que Hugo Sanchez is coming. So And then I was reading later on, and someone said, ¿Para qué habían corrido o para qué se iba Mohamed? You know, that's another thing. It's like, we cry so much about que se vayan unos técnicos, you know. Ahí andábamos chingando nosotros. Even me, I said, dude, come on. You know what? I guess it's because we get so pissed off that we just like, you know, just fucking leave, you know. We don't need you anymore. We see how the team's working and stuff like that. Pero con Mohamed, sí, there was a lot of players que, ya ves, Cardona. Mohamed no quería Cardona. Mohamed was already fighting with Pavon. You know, who else was it? Ortiz, I think, también. He was fighting with him. Celso Ortiz. I don't know, guys. It's just, poor Alonso. I do feel bad. I mean, thank you. I will say thank you. If all of a sudden he listens to this podcast or someone tells him, I mean, I'm telling you, thanks for the champions. Thank you, because we needed to win that trophy, and then especially playing Tigres. Tan bueno que no ganamos la liguilla, pero we were close, you know. But let's see what happens, guys. Let's see what happens, because there's gonna be changes. There's gonna be changes, and if we're gonna get a new coach, we better get a good coach, like, now. Not just a temporary coach and then bring someone, you know. No. If they're going to bring a coach or the, you know, director técnico, los que no me entienden, you know, por si acaso, we better have one good, a good one. And now, like, because We need to win this couple of games that are coming, especially against Querétaro. They're doing good, Querétaro, supposedly. También en la tabla. They're good on the table, you know. Querétaro, I think, what was it? I think they were in sixth place, I think. I forgot. And I just looked at it. But we have to win these games that are coming. All of them. If we want to be in La Liga, we got to win freaking all of them. Y todavía están jugando la Copa MX también. They're still playing those ones. And I think they're going to play, I don't remember seeing, but they're playing those ones again. So, whoever's coming, better be a good fucking coach. Because we got to win all these games if Monterrey wants to be in La Liga. And then after that, El Mundial de Clubes. And man, I don't know how that other team plays, or whoever plays, or whichever team, because I think we're second, or I think we're third. So there's a team that plays against a team, and one of those two plays that other team, and then from that team, whoever wins plays against us. And then from there, we win. We play against another team. I forgot what it was called. And then from there, if we beat that team, we go against Chelsea. I mean, sorry. I said Chelsea. Shit. Liverpool. Still thinking about that other game. But we need to win it, guys. We need to win all these games, because no más, no. You know, so something has to happen. And I'll keep checking. I'll keep reading. Let's see what happens. And I'll try to do another podcast. This time I'm going to try to do sooner or on time. Because I try, guys. I'm sorry. You know, I'm talking all the way from Necaxa's game, you know. And ya pasaron cuatro games, and I'm barely doing a podcast, you know. But next game, or if they bring a new coach or something, I'll talk about it. I want to make my podcast longer, you know. But maybe some of you guys don't listen to all of it, and I'm sorry if I talk too much. It's just you know, it's what I have in my mind, you know, and it's what I read, you know. This is the whole point of my podcast. I want you guys to know what's going on, you know, even if you're in the U.S. somewhere or in Spain or in Paris or China or, you know, whatever, because I have this podcast. You guys need to get it. If you guys want to make a podcast, get this app. It's Anchor. It's pretty cool, guys. And I check the percentage of people that listen, or actually around the world that listen to my podcast. And I think I have like 4% of people that listen to my podcast from, I think it was Switzerland. And then I have another one in Japan, actually. I was like, holy shit, really? The small percentage, guys. I mean, the more percentage I have is here in the U.S. and in Mexico. I think I have like 10% in Argentina, and then but get it, guys. If you want to make your own podcast, get Anchor. It's legit, and the more podcasts you do, y'all could also get paid. So, that's one of my how do you say it? I forgot what it's called. I'm just have so much in my mind right now, thinking about all this freaking Tigres game, and then. Pero está bueno, hombre. Está bueno, you know. That's how it is, guys. That's how it is. So I'll keep checking in the news. I'll probably make another one to see if we got a new coach or not. So thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.